Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Coming up later in the show, we've got Metallica tickets to give away and tickets to go see Old Glory. They play rugby. We have tickets for their match against... Well, it's on the 31st. Not quite sure who their match is against.
But we're going to be there. We're gonna know who they're playing because we will be at that match on the 31st of May.
It's at the Maryland Soccerplex. I was there over the weekend.
Very good.
Soccer weekends. All right, let's open up the Junkie Sports page. Brought to you by the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where huge spring incentives mean lower prices on your favorite models. Cruise over, ask for Josh, and make it a Malloy. Malloy.com. All right, I'll start with the PGA Championship, where Scottie Scheffler wins his third major. Him winning made me think about this. Is he bad for golf? Mm. He's kind of a boring guy. Mm-hmm. He's starting to dominate. Sometimes when guys dominate, you're happy. He's not as charismatic as some of the others that have like burst on the scene and dominated for a year or two. Now it seems like Scheffler's been dominating more, but Brooks Koepka was dominant for a while. There was a little brief Jon Rahm period, and I know he made some noise in this
KP,
one.
I have a bulletin for you. Most, if not all, golfers are pretty boring.
Mm-hmm. Well, nobody's going
to.
Most don't have the charisma that Tiger had on the course, although DeChambeau has it, you know, in spades. DeChambeau's great. He's great TV. By the way, Denny McCarthy had a top 10. It kind of is just hovering around like 10 and 20th. Showed him.
He's been very consistent.
They rarely showed him. And it was, you know, I understand he wasn't right there, but he was, you know, 5 or 6 shots out of the lead, and they like never showed him. It was very annoying.
I had my guy Rom. He completely imploded on the back nine. I thought I had a sweat of winning the golf pool.
Well, he was in charge.
Not.
Yeah, he was in charge.
Apart.
There was a moment there where you thought, wow, he might actually just pull this off.
He said he was embarrassed by his performance there at the end. What did he end up with? A couple of double bogeys?
Yeah, it's just hard. They call those last 3 holes the green mile. He struggled with that a little bit.
Bogeyed 16, double bogeys on 17
and
18.
The thing is Scotty, maybe you can make that argument, but it seems like the public has embraced him. I don't know. Seems like he's got a name everyone, like, see Scotty. You know what I mean? He's like a one guy. He's a one word name guy. People just like him.
He's a one name guy now?
In golf.
Okay. In the golf world. The golf nerd world.
People like him. They like his wife, you know, the high school sweetheart and their little kid. And he's just such a nice dude.
He's got some edge now because he got arrested last year.
He's got a little street cred.
He's got some of that.
You may be right, EB, but my sense is the other side. My sense is he's kind of bad for golf because he's boring and he's dominating. And he doesn't do it with much flair.
We like dominating guys, though. So, like, if he keeps up at this pace, which, by the way, I think they had said, so at this age, only Tiger and Jack have won this many times in this many majors before the age of 29. So, like, you're, like, in a real elite company. And they're starting to insinuate that he's putting together dominant stretches, and it's hard for me to believe this, but that are surpassing what even Tiger was doing. Now that he's only done this for a minute, Tiger did it for 20 years, or 10 years of dominance. But, we like superstars, and I think you're seeing a superstar, so I think that takes a little of the edge off of the he's so boring.
I think his Q rating stinks, though. I think if you put him in normal clothes, not golf clothes, and he walked down the street here in D.C., and you're not a golf fan, you're not going to know
who he is. That might be true of everybody on tour. That might be true of everybody.
I mean, you're going to know Rory. You're going to know, certain guys. But
maybe Rory.
But I just think Scottie Scheffler would blend right into a crowd.
I think if Bryson DeChambeau walked in and bought Twinkies at the old 7-Eleven that used to be over there,
yeah.
I don't think anybody would know who it was.
I'm sure you're probably
right. And Bryson
right.
is a superstar.
Yeah.
I do think Bryson has a lot more charisma. And just thinking about, and this might be several years ago, but Dustin Johnson won a major, right? Mm-hmm. If Dustin Johnson was winning majors. The same mm-hmm. amount of majors as Scottie Scheffler in this period of time, the sport would be more popular. I feel like the sports popularity is slipping a little
boring.
Bit.
He's kind of boring.
Oh, yeah. Maybe because he has the hot wife and he's part of the Gretzky family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen.
There was something about him.
I'm sure you could pick apart Scottie Scheffler. I think he's going to be, it looks like he's going to go on about a 10-year run here. I don't see why he's not. He's an incredible player.
He's
going
to be the next guy to win the career slam. He's already halfway there.
Yeah, yeah.
With this
it's actually kind of surprising that this was only his third major because he seems like he's been so dominant these last 3 or 4 years. But look, what do you want me to say?
So you don't think he's bad for golf?
No.
It's just something I was thinking about. He might not be. Can you fill me in on the driver controversy? Because I saw that he had a driver who was disqualified and... I think Rory had a driver that was disqualified, and I read an article where Xander Schauffele said that had happened to him in the past, and people started calling him a cheater.
Yeah, no, there's nothing, there's no malintent. The drivers, the face thins after you hit it, and these guys hit him a million times, and it just gives it a little more spring effect. So you know how people always say they need a new driver to get more distance? You might not. It might just be you. Because the older your driver is, the more hits you get on it, the more spring-like effect you get.
Might need a new swing. It's what you need.
Yeah, exactly.
That's usually the bigger problem.
It's a normal wear and tear thing.
Gotcha.
Normal wear and tear.
So you had a couple game sevens yesterday in hockey. The Maple Leafs lost their seventh straight game seven to the Florida Panthers.
If you're a young Maple Leafs fan, you're just a tortured soul. Because you look up in the rafters and you see all the Stanley Cups that they won from 1966 prior, but they've got nothing to show for it since. It's got to be brutal.
And Brad Marchand is 5-0 personally in Game Sevens against the Maple Leafs.
Wow, he basically owns them.
He said after the game, he grew up a Leafs fan. Mm-hmm. He said, I enjoy playing against the Leafs. I enjoy interacting with the fans. It's fun. It's not something I'll forever get to do. But all he does is hand them Game 7 losses.
Just give some L's. Just take this L home with you, my friends.
So he was with the Bruins before.
Yeah.
He handed the Maple Leafs Game 7 losses in 2013, 2018, 2019, and 2024. Then he joins the Florida Panthers and hands Toronto Maple Leafs another Game 7 loss.
That's
interesting.
Tough for them to swallow.
He said it wasn't. He says he's played bad in those games. He says, it wasn't me that beat them. It was our team. But they say, I guess this one, maybe he played a little bit better. He set up two goals in this one.
Yeah.
Is he one of those smaller guys?
He's probably 5'9 or 5'10, I would guess. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He's just a pest.
Yeah,
he's
one of those guys that you're going to hate.
Yeah.
So I know that you've got a little bit of a hangover with the Caps being bounced out by the Hurricanes. The Panthers will face the Hurricanes in the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 7 NBA yesterday was a bit of a laugher, so I hit my parlay pick. I didn't check the other parlay selections, but I hit OKC laying the points against Denver. They smashed them 125-93. Aaron Gordon ended up playing with a grade 2 hamstring strain. Mm-hmm. That's why I picked OKC, plus it was a home game for them. He only played 25 minutes, finished with 8 points. On the OKC side, Jalen Williams, who had been struggling, put up 24. Shea scored 35. They just drummed them. So you're going to have an interesting Western Conference Finals, basically with the stars. It's Minnesota against OKC in the Western Conference Finals. So it is Anthony Edwards against Shea, which is a really interesting matchup.
Anthony Edwards, I know he's got a ton of personality. Does Shea have that?
He's more quiet. He's one of those quieter, Canadian right? guy.
Yeah, yeah.
People don't know him as well on the personal level, but likely to win the MVP.
Yeah.
Usually they would give out the MVP in the second round. People found it curious that they didn't do it. So some people are thinking, well, it's between the Joker and Shea. And most people think that because Joker's won three before, that Shea's going to win it. But they didn't give out the MVP in the second round, which is the tradition. It's weird.
By the way, we were 2 for 6 on the weekend parlay.
Okay, I think so I hit mine, losers. Though, right? I hit the under?
You hit the under in which
game? I thought I had
game?
The under in the Nats O's.
You had the Baltimore Orioles alt total runs. Did not hit. Unless
no, maybe I didn't have that. I had.
I might have put the bet in wrong. That it didn't matter.
Somebody had alt runs.
I did not have that. I had. The
I did. Valdez had the alt runs.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And EB had a total. Different play.
You had the under in
the total runs, which played that kind
hit.
Of into that.
That hit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. The alt runs did not.
Because what they score 3 and you had 2.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had the Panthers on the puck line, loser. Cade Horton, 5+ strikeouts, loser.
Right.
Over 5.5 of the Jets-Dallas Stars game.
Right.
Another loser.
Right. Hey, we'll be right back at it on Friday.
Just keep taking hacks at it.
Yeah, you got to keep taking your swings.
Why don't we just ask Spader to give us a free free picks?
Because there's no fun in that. You can do that on your own and rack up the dollars that way.
Well,
we're going to hit it off.
I might be doing that. I might behind the scenes. There's been some.
If you're
been
listening, Spader, give me the password, man. I want to get all the picks.
So anyway, OKC is going to face Minnesota.
You guys probably already
in the
it.
Western Conference Finals. No. In the East, it'll be the Knicks against Indiana. The Knicks on Friday night disposed of the Celtics 119-81. Just absolutely obliterated them. So you know we were talking about the NBA maybe not necessarily being happy with some of the teams that aren't alive. I'm sure they would have loved the Lakers to still be playing at this point and some of the other premier teams like the Celtics. But the Knicks being in the Eastern Conference Finals is pretty appealing, I think. And then to have Anthony Edwards and Shea go at it in the Western Conference Finals should be interesting. Brock Purdy became very rich.
Oh, man. All I could think of, well, if he got this, Jaden's going to get a Billy.
Yeah,
I mean
it's going to get so much money.
So Brock Purdy,
all the money.
25 years old, secured a 5-year, $265 million extension from San Francisco, which locks him up through 2030.
He was Mr. Irrelevant.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I backed the wrong horse. I loved Trey Lance in that draft. It was not great.
It makes Purdy the 5th highest paid NFL quarterback by total value and 7th highest paid NFL quarterback by annual average.
Right. It's amazing. And you know what? In a lot of ways, maybe in all the ways, he deserves it. Guys played great. Not his fault that he got drafted into a great team, a great situation, and he's capitalized on it. I don't think anybody thinks that necessarily you put him anywhere, he would have the same success. But it works with Kyle Shanahan, with the pieces they have around him.
He's in a perfect scenario.
In an elite situation.
Now, last year was a down year for him and the team. They finished 6-11.
Yeah.
He had 3,800 yards passing, 20 touchdowns, 12 picks. But what are you going to do? Like, if you're San Francisco, you might be like, maybe he's not worth it.
You might hold your nose and pay him, but then if you don't, then you have to start from square one at quarterback.
You're back on the Odyssey. You're back on the carousel.
Yeah.
You don't want to be there. Trust me, we were there for 30 years.
I've always thought he's a little bit overrated. I would not want to give him this huge sack of money, but I keep taking L's on Brock Purdy. So I guess I'll continue to keep eating L's.
Well, I think in that situation, he's a great fit, and it works.
In the Shanahan offense.
Yeah, in that
he
situation.
Does what Shanahan wants him to do.
He's got, it works.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it would work everywhere, but it works there.
Bleacher Report put out a winners and losers, And they listed Jaden Daniels as one of the biggest winners of the offseason.
Just from that deal? Or just from all of them?
Said Jaden Daniels got help on offense, more weaponry to put up huge numbers, maybe even steal the MVP from Josh Allen this year because of Deebo Samuel and some of the playmakers they've surrounded him with, I guess the offensive line. But do you think the hype is getting almost out of control?
Makes me wonder.
My algorithm must include a lot of Commander stories because I saw a couple over the weekend. Like, here's an example. AI predicts the Commanders to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then I saw a different, I don't think it was Bleacher Report. Doesn't matter where it was from, but I saw somebody else predicting them to win the Super Bowl. It's definitely not uncommon to see the Commanders pick to win the Super Bowl this year.
I'm going to ask Gronk who wins the next Super Bowl.
Bill Belichick. He's been kind of all over with interviews, trying to take the PR bull by the horns. He did the Pivot podcast with Ryan Clark. And he claims all the talk about Hard Knocks, bogus. He also said that Jordan Hudson has nothing to do with North Carolina football.
Okay.
Right.
But, and I almost believe him on this one. He says the Hard Knocks thing, quote, just for the record, Hard Knocks is training camp. We're not training camp. We're just not. That's not what we are. That's not what we are. You know the drama training camp? The who's going to cut and all that? Like, we're a season, and they don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. There's film issues, too, but forget about the film issues. Like, just say you couldn't straighten out all those out. The Hard Knocks just didn't fit for us. That's the bottom line. So, I don't know.
Who knows what to believe? All I do know is it seems like there's a lot of people near and dear to Bill Belichick who are very concerned about this relationship, including family members, daughter-in-laws.
Charles Barkley.
I don't know how near and dear he is, but hey, real quick, let's go to James in D.C. He's got a horse racing question. It might be better posed for Valdez, but go ahead. James, what's up, buddy?
I'm not really a horse racing fan, but I was wondering why the horse that won the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
I think they fined that jockey. Why was he not disqualified?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. Valdez, do you have a question for that? Do you have an answer for that?
Yeah, he was fined because he whipped him too many times than he's supposed to.
No, but he's saying, why wasn't he disqualified? Wasn't the horse disqualified?
Why wasn't it? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why why you whip them more than you're allowed in the race stands.
Whip them to make them go faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're only allowed to, like, hit the horse, like, six times.
Now
I think
he
hit it eight times.
And now that happened in which race?
The Derby.
And the Derby. You're only allowed to whip them eight times, six times?
Yeah,
you say?
Something like that, yeah.
Wow.
Soft,
they really
soft society.
It's so weird. I know you don't want to go to the whip unless you need to. But I for sure thought they did it more than like six times.
I thought they hit him.
Are you just keeping track of that in your head? Like that's got to be.
I guess. They gotta know.
Yeah. They know for sure.
Yeah, but you're in the heat of the race.
I don't
that's
think they
to
go to the whip
of.
Until down the stretch. Really,
right.
I would guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if they can't count to six, then.
They can. They know what they're doing.
He got a 2-day suspension, by the way. What a joke about
no teeth whatsoever.
Well, those guys race all the time, though, right? They race every day.
Yeah. Well, he's probably gonna go get a S-face.
Because I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I think it's a minor.
It's a minor infraction. Yeah.
You know what they should do is they should whip the jockey. So you whip the horse too many times.
You got to pull
your pants
remember
down.
Remember when the American was over in like Japan or wherever it was, and they gave him
it's Thailand.
Thailand.
You get caned over in Thailand.
You cane the jockey.
Oh, you can cut him.
Right, he doesn't have that much offer.
Did you guys see the story? This is kind of related to what you brought up. I think I saw a story about a hoop player, I think it was in Thailand, who was busted for having a bunch of like cannabis laced candies in his apartment.
All right.
And he's facing the death penalty.
You're kidding.
No. Guy's facing the death penalty over having like weed gummies in his apartment.
Right.
He's playing in the wrong country.
Yeah.
The sound of it.
I didn't know that Thailand was that hardcore.
Oh, I think they're pretty hardcore.
That you
when
can
it comes
have like illegal sex operations or whatever. And it was,
they take drugs pretty seriously. Let me see if I can find the story.
You could go over there and get a massage from a 13-year-old girl and you're not going to go to jail. Like.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's going on? Thailand's nutty.
I
thought Thailand was like super permissive.
I don't know. Apparently not with drugs. It's not.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, good for them.
Scratch that off your list, Cakes.
Wow.
In Indonesia.
It's Indonesia. Okay.
Indonesia.
I knew
okay.
It was somewhere over there.
Got no file in Indonesia. Yeah. I don't know if they have like crazy sex parlors over there. Valdez, you would know.
Valdez would know about Indonesia.
800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up next, a great weekend for the Nats. Not so good up in Baltimore.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.